time for another legislative update brought to you by Eastern Utah Community Credit Union. And joining us over the phone today, we have Representative Christine Watkins. Christine, I always look forward to talking with you. Thank you so much for the time again this morning.
Oh, you're welcome. I look forward to it, too.
It's fun to definitely shed some light on what you guys are doing and some of the business that you're taking care of, that's for sure, as we go into the second week of the legislature. Now, let's talk about a couple of bills that are really picked up a lot of steam. One in particular, you mentioned to me this off the air, House Bill 78, which is actually your bill, correct?
Yes, and it deals with volunteer fire departments, and I had a member of the Castle Valley Fire Department down in Grand County contact me, and in 2016, a bill was passed that required transparency in financial dealings from all these entities in the state of Utah. Well, the issue with this gentleman was we fill out all these financial reports for our own local entities, and then we have to go on a state website that's very different from what we do and fill out another report, and we're volunteers. So he said, anybody could call us, and we'd be glad to send them our financial information. But we are volunteers. Some areas are struggling getting enough people for their volunteer fire departments. There's about 258 volunteer fire departments in Utah. It's just almost stunning how many there are. And we needed them because they are in our rural areas. So I took it to committee, passed it, and it passed the House floor yesterday. So now I'll be scheduled for a Senate committee for them to hear it. And it'll be interesting because the bill that required the transparency came from the Senate. So we'll see how this goes.
Let's move on and talk about something that, I'm kind of mixed on here. Now, the Senate has recently approved replacing Utah's D.C. statue of TV inventor Phil O.T. Farnsworth with Martha Hughes Cannon. Now, this is, again, it's already been passed by Senate. Now, you actually have a role in this. And you know, all in all, I think if you talk to 100 people, they're probably split 50-50. Definitely understand what Cannon has done here for the state of Utah, especially for women. But at the same time, when you look at what Farnsworth accomplished, I mean, very historical figure here for the state of Utah. It's kind of a hot, controversial topic right now in the state.
Oh, it is. And you're, like you said, it's almost a 50-50. Different accomplishments. But one was a scientist, inventor, and what he did for mankind was huge, not just the television, but incubators and all sorts of things that he did to help improve our lives. And then, of course, Martha helped with, well, she was the first woman senator in the United States, and she had to beat her husband to be able to do that. And then, of course, she was a nurse, and she did a lot of things in the early days with health in the state of Utah while she was a senator. And the only reason that she left the political life is because she was expecting a baby, and back in those days, you could not do that if you were expecting a child.
Yeah, again, two very historical figures. I mean, at what point in time will this actually take place and the Farnsworth statue will be removed? What are we looking at as far as a time frame?
It hasn't passed yet. It has passed the Senate, but not the House. So it's going to have to come to us and pass. And if it does, then they've actually started a committee to raise funds to do the transfer. Now, I will tell you that Philo Farnsworth is wanted by a lot of people. Mm-hmm. we've got areas in the state that would love to have him on their property. So it's not like he's going to be put in a closet somewhere. But Martha is here on the state capitol property. But it has not happened yet. It's something that's going to go through a House committee. And then if it makes it through that, it will go to the floor, and I'm sure we'll have a vigorous debate.
That's fun, though, right? I mean, for your position, that's the fun part, right?
Yeah, it is, to sit there and go, oh, wow, look how passionate some of these people are about this person. And so, yeah, that's when it can really be fun up here, is when you're listening to all the debate.
Now, we've talked about two topics. I know there's one more in particular that you wanted to mention as well today, correct?
Yeah, this afternoon in my Natural Resources Standing Committee, we're going to be hearing debate on House Bill 181, and it's a bill that will allow small farmers and producers the right to sell unregulated food products. So they have health inspections, but the product that they're putting out is not inspected by someone, and people will come to their, out in the street they're selling it, or people know that they're selling it, and they go to their homes and purchase it from them, and the people know that this is not inspected, that this is a home product, and they have not been able to do this, at least not in a big way, and so this would allow them to be able to do that.
A lot of stuff happening. Again, Representative Christine Watkins joining us right now over the phone. Christine, it's always a pleasure to get you on and get your insight on what is happening with the legislature. I know we're going to talk again on Friday, and I definitely look forward to it.
All right. We'll talk to you then. Thank you.
Again, that's a legislative update brought to you by Eastern Utah Community Credit Union.
When talking about service, I'm sure you'll concur. It's actions that speak louder than words. So with my money, every red cent, I trust these folks 100%. Eastern Utah Community Credit Union.
Now that Christmas has come and gone, are you left with several high-rate credit card bills due in January? At Eastern Utah Community Credit Union, they have a great low-rate alternative to all those high-interest rate cards. You can roll over several balances to either their Premier or Extra Awards Visa card and extend your payment due date an extra month. There are no annual fees, and for a limited time, you can earn 1 point for every dollar you transfer or have your balance transfer fee waived. You can spend the points you earn for gift cards, hotel stays, or cash in your pocket. They're easy to earn and even easier to use. At Eastern Utah Community Credit Union, you can depend on us to help you start this new year off right.
Membership and eligibility required. NCUA insured. Loans approved on credit. Equal housing lender.
Eastern Utah Community Credit Union. Depend on us.